protecting your health in an emergency. Sewage disposal. What's the risk? In a natural disaster or emergency event, your plumbing or sewage system may be damaged. This means you may not be able to use your toilet until your council advises it's safe to use again. If the sewage system is damaged, then you will need to use a temporary toilet until it is fixed. How to make a temporary toilet inside. Wear gloves to avoid contamination and follow these steps. 1. Shut off the water valve behind the cistern. 2. Remove the lid of the cistern and use a container to empty water from the cistern. This water can be reused. 3. Using a container, remove water from the toilet bowl and dispose of this water. 4. Use your existing toilet or a bucket. Fit a large, heavy-duty plastic rubbish bag into the toilet bowl or bucket. 5. Make sure there are no holes in the plastic bag so that it does not leak. 6. Place shredded paper in the bottom of the bag to collect urine. 7. Put down the toilet lid or cover the bucket when not in use. 8. Wash hands after use. 9. Put half a cup of bleach into the collection bag every morning. When the bag becomes half full. 1. Put on rubber gloves. 2. Tie the top of the bag and remove it carefully. 3. Bury the bag outside. Do not bury in the vegetable garden. 4. For those without garden space, put the bag into a designated wheelie bin. This bin should be covered with a lid and lined with a thick plastic leak-proof liner and situated outside, preferably in a shaded area if possible. How to make a long-drop toilet outside. 1. Do not dig long drops in the vegetable garden or near water sources. 2. Where you have space, dig a hole 1 meter deep. 3. Construct a seat from planks of wood. 4. Each time the long drop is used, either cover the waste with dirt or cover the hole. 5. To reduce smells and flies, throw a little garden lime, insecticide or disinfectant into the hole. 6. Use the long drop until the waste is within 30 centimetres from the top, ground level. And 7. Fill in hole with soil and make a new long drop. Important health tips. 1. Wash and dry your hands every time after using the toilet or handling human waste. 2. Limit the number of people handling waste. Nominate one family member to manage the collection and disposal of waste. 3. Cover all containers and holes to reduce smells and flies. Keep listening to your radio for instructions, information, and advice. For more health information, go to www.healthnavigator.org.nz or phone 0800 611 116.